And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 4th of April, 2025. April 4th is World Rat Day. Rats are one of the oldest mammals. 200,000 years ago, rats began to appear in Southeast Asia and spread to other parts of Asia. They were here when the dinosaurs roamed the earth. They witnessed the birth of many new species and the birth of human civilization. Rats belong to the long-tailed rodents of medium size from the species Rodentia and genus Rattus. Rats' long tails are used for balance and to keep themselves cool. They can direct some of their body heat out through their tails. A group of rats is called a mischief. Rats are mainly nocturnal and live underground. Although they vastly outnumber humans, we rarely see them. They are experts at staying out of sight. Throughout human history, rats have traveled with us around the planet, stowing away on boats and settling wherever humans live. With eyes on either side of their head, they can move in opposite directions. Rats are even able to see what's happening above them. Very handy. Rats can hear well, including sounds that are too high-pitched for humans to hear. Rats smile with their ears. When they're happy, their ears relax, become droopy, and slightly pinker. Rats can also make sounds similar to human laughter when they are happy. Rats are great swimmers, able to hold their breath for several minutes. Rats are present in the Chinese zodiac. People born in the year of the rat are expected to possess qualities associated with rats, including creativity, intelligence, honesty, generosity, ambition, a quick temper, and wastefulness. They are also mentioned as the vehicle of God Ganesh, according to Hindu mythologies. Rats are cunning and as intelligent as dogs. Pet rats pose no threat to us and do not carry diseases any more than a usual dog or cat. Rats are constant groomers. They even comb their hair into place with their teeth. Yes, rats are squeaky clean. Sadly, more than 100 million rats are killed in U.S. laboratories every year. They are abused in everything from toxicology tests, in which they are slowly poisoned to death, to painful burn experiments, to psychological experiments that induce terror, anxiety, depression, and helplessness. Some estimates indicate that as many as 800 U.S. laboratories aren't subject to federal laws and inspections because they experiment exclusively on mice and rats whose use is unregulated. All living beings deserve respect and love. Rats are no different. Today is also International Carrot Day. This vegetable is not only highly affordable with a long shelf life, but is also exceedingly beneficial for our health. Carrots are a rather hardy plant that can grow in many diverse conditions. California is responsible for 85% of the carrots that U.S. citizens purchase in grocery stores across the country. While the taproot is traditionally the star of the culinary show, carrot greens, the part that grows out of the soil and toward the sun, are equally edible. The traditional carrot's hue is a deep orange with yellow undertones, but there are many different variations in color harvested worldwide, including purple, red, and pale yellow iterations. Farmers in Afghanistan began to propagate the ancestor of today's modern carrot around 1000 AD. By the 1600s, carrots made their first trip across the Atlantic Ocean to arrive in North America. In the 1980s, the baby carrot was developed as a method for selling crops with superficial abnormalities, such as lumps or knots. The primary vitamin in carrots is beta-carotene, which transforms into vitamin A once processed through the human digestive system. Vitamin A is known for strengthening the eyes, as well as the bones, teeth, and skin. They also contain enzymes that aid in digestion. Carrots are crunchy and help stimulate saliva production, which can clean teeth and reduce the risk of cavities. And here's a poem for today, The City Rat and the Country Rat by Jean de La Fontaine. A city rat one night did with a civil stoop a country rat invite to end a carrot soup. Upon a Turkish carpet they found the table spread, and sure I need not harp it how well the fellows fed. The entertainment was a truly noble one, but some unlucky cause disturbed it when begun. It was a slight rat-tat that put their joys to rout. Out ran the city rat, his guest too scampered out. Our rats but fairly quit, the fearful knocking ceased. "Return we," cried the cit, "to finish there our feast." "No," said the rustic rat, "tomorrow dine with me. I'm not offended at your feast so grand and free, for I've no fair resembling. But then I eat at leisure, and would not swap for pleasure so mixed with fear and trembling." The City Rat and the Country Rat by Jean de La Fontaine. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to love rats and eat carrots.